This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across the country as well as in the Caribbean and across and around the world via the Internet. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now is Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, yesterday, we had the IG, Mr. Horowitz, come over to Senator Lindsey Graham's committee in the Senate and testify there. And he said something which really just put the nail in the coffin for the Comeys and the Strzoks and all those people are going, well, look at here, we got vindicated, and nothing was done, nothing was this. Really? Well, listen to what the IG has to say here in this little back and forth with Lindsey Graham. This is amazing.
Well, thank you very much, and again to your team, thank you for the service you've done to the country here. The FBI, former FBI Director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay. Let's run a clip here. This is what Comey said in 2018. It would be nice to have sound. Do we have sound? Okay. Never mind, I'll read it. Director Comey, the reporter's asking him, can I ask you a question on FISA abuse? It's a major issue for the Republicans. Do you have a total confidence in the dossier when you used it to secure a surveillance warrant and also in the subsequent renewals? This was asked in December of 2018, about a year ago. Comey, I have total confidence that the FISA process was followed, that the entire case was handled in a thoughtful, responsible way by DOJ and the FBI. I think the notion that FISA was abused here is nonsense. Would it be fair to say that you take issue with that statement?
Certainly our findings were that there were significant problems.
So when Comey speaks about FISA, you shouldn't listen. You should listen to Mr. Horowitz. He's not vindicated, and to be concerned about the FISA warrant process is not nonsense. Christopher Steele, is it fair to say that he had a political bias against Donald Trump?
Given who he was paid for, there was a bias that needed to be disclosed to the court.
Okay, strike one, strike two, right?
That's right, yeah.
So what would you assume when someone would say, well, they've been vindicated, no one was found, there was nothing brought against anyone, and these people weren't. And because I've been hearing from people, good people, that don't understand what it is that's right in front of them, and all they got to do is read the report or listen to the audio, and they'll know that what I just said is exactly the case. No one who touched this FISA report, no one.
Well, that's right, and that's a very important takeaway. But what we have seen is some trying to capitalize on the notion that for some reason Mr. Horowitz's opinion overall was that there wasn't political motivation per se. But when you look at the Steele dossier, someone who's obviously anti-Trump, quote-unquote, and the fact that it was paid for, as he mentioned, you just heard there the people that paid for it, but then, of course, the fact that none of this was given to the court calls into question the very notion that there was no other motivation going on, because if you have people like James Comey supposedly simply wanting to, do their job and put the information where it needs to be, well, they would have included that. And that, in many ways, I think, calls that into question. Now, this is a different story when we look at the coming Durham possible prosecutions here, because Durham, U.S. Attorney Durham, is looking at this from a very, very different perspective and has a lot more information to work with.
It's a broader investigation. It's a criminal investigation by nature. Who did what? When did they know what they were doing? And how bad did they do what they did to hurt people, or knowingly, or whatever terminology you want to throw in there? But that's much, much broader. And again, as we talked about yesterday, and as we had the experts that came on the program to talk to us about it, they believe that there's going to be at least a half dozen criminal indictments or criminal references handed down for possible indictment, maybe more, out of the Durham investigation.
Well, right, exactly. And that's because something as egregious as this is an affront to every American, because this is the very highest levels of whether or not people are going to get a fair shake when it comes to surveillance like this.
Yeah, very much so. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're getting ready to come up on a break here. Comes some music in my ear. But when I come back, I'm going to play one more clip, and this is the clip that talks about Carter Page and talks about how the DOJ and the FBI intentionally went after him to try to squeeze him into a position that he never should have been in before. And the attorney, the inspector general will tell you that this is just isn't the way we do things in America. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. I talked to somebody yesterday, and I gave them a little sample of Relief Factor a week ago, and they've been taking two a day because they didn't think that three was going to work for them, so I said, well, take two and see what happens, and they were having problems with their back, and it's now a week later, and guess what? The back pain is gone with two of those capsules a day, two of those little packets, four in a packet. So they definitely have become a believer, and now they're buying the three-week quick start, and away they go with their adventure with Relief Factor. But they were having all kinds of problems, and the Relief Factor worked for them. After 1 week, it started to work. And I gave them a 2-week supply, you know, I gave them, let's see, what did I give them, 14 packets to try. But if you're having problems, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, arthritis pain, which is what I have, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and general pain all together, then I want you to check on Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is the 3-week quick start. You can get on it right away. You can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the page there. There'll be a little tutorial, a little video that'll tell you all about how it works and what it will do for you, and sign up. Take the $19.95 3-week quick start. Get it started that way. And I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised as to what's going to happen. Now, they tell me at Relief Factor that 80% of the people that get on it stay on it. And that's a good thing, because I've been on it now for 3 years and 9 months, and I swear by it, and I was able to get rid of Mobic and Flexeril, two pills that I was having to take to control my arthritis. Well, they had some side effects that make you dizzy once in a while, that make you tired when you weren't supposed to be tired, and I just said, I've had it. So I went to the Relief Factor, and I feel fine. and it's taking care of my arthritis. It's got it under control. It went from a 7 or 8 to a 1, maybe a 2 some days. It's still there, but it's not there like it was, so it is helping me. So the website again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and give it a shot. After all, what have you got to lose but pain, right? All right, okay. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, I'm going to play this audio, which is very specific, talking about Lindsey Graham and, again, Michael Horowitz, talking about the whether or not the DOJ fairly treated the Fizes and Carter Page, who, by the way, has been his life has been totally destroyed by all of this, and the only way he's going to get back is if he sues the pants off of everybody involved. But here we go with that that audio.
The old adage is, if you wake up and there's the lawn is wet, you can assume it rained. If you've got a guy who hates Trump's guts from day one, thinks Pence is stupid, and everybody who voted for Trump's an idiot, and you give him power over Trump, maybe you're making a mistake. Or again, maybe, you know, all these people who had these vices did nothing about it. You know, maybe, maybe not. It doesn't really matter. We know what they did. Is it fair to say that after January 2017, when the guy who gave Steele all the information disavows the dossier, that not only they should have told the court, they should have slowed down? Do you think the second and third warrants had a legal basis after that point?
You know, we don't reach that conclusion, and I'm not going
to. Would you have submitted a warrant application as a lawyer?
Let me put it this way. I would not have submitted the one they put in.
Okay.
But no doubt about it. It had no business going in with that.
So what I want you to know is that in January 2017, the whole foundation for surveilling Carter Page collapses. Exculpatory information is ignored. They lie to the court about what the interview was all about. Is that a fair summary so far about the January 2017?
They certainly misled. It was misleading to the court.
Okay, fair enough. And in January, about 6 months later, when they find more information that could be helpful to Mr. Page, they lie about it. Do you feel like Mr. Page was treated fairly by the Department of Justice and the FBI?
I don't think the Department of Justice fairly treated these FISAs, and he was on the receiving end of the
phone. You would not want to be on the receiving end of this, would you?
I would not want agents or anybody failing to put forward all the information they're obligated to tell the court on. I was in AUSA. I've seen what can happen.
I would be very comfortable with you investigating anybody.
How about that?
Well, absolutely. And this is what we've been talking about all along. And this notion, again, that if there's exculpatory evidence and the court doesn't know about it, see, that's why we have FISA judges. This is why they are in the position.
Why we're supposed to have them, yep.
Mm. Well, exactly. So, and the prosecutors, but the law enforcement or those who are trying to get these warrants to surveil American citizens. And I think that's the important operative thing here. We're talking about American citizens, and in this case it was Carter Page, who hadn't done anything wrong, but this was like a ticket in, basically, to the Trump campaign at that time. And so if the FISA court judges had had all of the information, they could have made a different determination. They could have said, now listen, you got to go back and bring me something that's really concrete, because this other information seems to dispel what you're telling me in this other part of the report here. And it would just been as simple as that. So that's where the so-called political bias may come in, and that's where these irregularities, quote unquote, as they're called, basically, where they really do demonstrate that something is very fishy.
Now let's move over to the impeachment proceedings and Nancy Pelosi and company. There seems to be some rumbling in the ranks, and they don't seem to have all the votes they need to have right now. Correct me if I'm wrong with what I'm saying here. They don't seem to have all the votes that they need to have right now, because those 31 congressmen and women that are in those districts in those red states are feeling very shaky about whether or not they're going to be reelected again, based on if they have to vote for this, if they're strong-armed and have to vote for this. They don't want to do this, and there's 18 of them right now. That was a count that was up to yesterday that want a different avenue here. Instead of impeaching, they want the president
to be censured.
Right, yeah. Which is totally different.
Well, exactly. And a censure is a formal reprimand of behavior that they consider to be inappropriate, let's say. But it certainly is a far cry from impeachment. But you're right. I mean, they're looking at the votes, and that's another reason why this is a political calculation. I think that this was simply the next tier of going after Donald Trump. They couldn't get him with the Russia hoax. They couldn't get him with the, you know, the Mueller report, and now you have this next step in the process. So it's always been a political thing, and whether or not they impeach him is really not even the whole point for the Democrats at this point, or remove him from office, I should say, because they're trying to politically damage him. And wasn't it Al Green, I believe, Captain, who just recently said, you know, if this doesn't work, we'll come back and try to impeach him
again. So didn't a California congresswoman yesterday, I think her name was Gates, said that as well. Another black congresswoman said that if this does not work and President Trump gets elected, we'll be right back to have to impeach him again.
Well, sure, because this is, you know, if it
because there's no double jeopardy on this stuff.
Well, right, exactly. And they if they can't damage Trump enough to lose the election, you're right, they'll be back if they hold the House. But I think, Captain,
if they hold the Senate,
because
the key was if they take the Senate, which this woman seemed to think so in California, that then they would be able to remove him because they would have the Senate and the House.
Well, sure, but they would demonstrate once and for all that this has nothing to do with high crimes and misdemeanors. Or
it has to do with politics.
It's just politics. And so what happens then, it becomes just a farce of what our country is supposed to be about and how this process is really supposed to work. And just briefly, do you remember when Nancy Pelosi said, well, you know, we shouldn't move forward with this unless this was a bipartisan support?
I remember it very well. Yep.
Yeah, well, that just went right out the window as well.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that Nancy is taking the happy dance, the victory dance for the USMCA, calling it still in the new NAFTA bill. But the fact of the matter is that was not negotiated by her. That was negotiated by Trump and his people, and they're just coming on board to agree with what's been done by the Trump administration. They haven't changed anything.
Well, right. Well, they want something, at least anything, over the Christmas time to simply say, hey, look, we hope to do something, because they're sorely running out of anything to say that they have any success on, and so it's just another political ploy. But I think that ship is really starting to sail, Captain, on them. I think people are walking away, and they're wanting nothing to do with the Democrats.
Yep, and hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, Kyle and I are going to be talking. Caller, you hang on too. When we come back, Kyle and I are going to be talking about the New Jersey chair, the incident there, because that appears to be a terrorist incident based on what we found out since yesterday at this time. And I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is continuing its proceedings in finalizing the impeachment articles against President Trump. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler opened the debate on the articles.
If the president can first abuse his power and then stonewall all congressional requests for information, Congress cannot fulfill its duty to act as a check and balance against the executive, and the president becomes a dictator.
The committee's top Republican, Doug Collins, says Democrats are predisposed toward impeachment without the evidence to back it up.
This is our third. I'll count it into tomorrow for three. Three hearings in this committee of impeachment, and that's all we're having.
The Democrats hope to have the articles ready for a vote for the full Senate by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled GEICO.com. Now, you can go to their website, Geico, GEICO.com, and you can type in your zip code and get a rate, a quote for whatever it is that you own, whatever it is you want to insure, or you can find out who your local agent is. But at any rate, Geico is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And you can go to their website, geico.com, type in your zip code, and if you want to get a quote there for your car or the truck that you're driving or a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, your Sea-Doo or your Ski-Doo, you can do all of that there too. Plus, remember, they also have homeowners and renters insurance too. So trucking on over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. To find out more and tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to go right to the telephone line, and we've got our friend Mel on the line up in Saratoga Springs, New York. And good morning, Mel.
Yes, good morning, Captain.
What's
yes,
up?
Good morning, Kyle.
What's
well,
up?
Yeah, that was that piece of crap on the in the Democrat Party, Karen Bass, who had said that.
The one from California, is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. They're going to repeat all, you know, they're just going to continue to repeat this impeachment process,
mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say, bogusly,
yeah.
Over and over again. So, you know, but I just, you know, black, because I'm African-American,
correct.
Black American myself.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm black myself.
Yep.
And, you know, the only thing that when I lived here in Saratoga Springs,
mm-hmm.
we had back in 243 years ago,
mm-hmm.
it was called the Battle of Saratoga.
Yep.
General Schuyler took Burgoyne, who was from England,
mm-hmm.
and defeated him over here. And
mm-hmm.
I see that this is what's going to have to happen for these Democrats to understand that we're not taking this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just driving us into another revolutionary war. And they're going to be the ones that take the work. They're going to be worse for wear when it's all over with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it's just the point that they better get a handle on themselves,
yeah,
because they're more or less going to be committing suicide here. Not only political suicide, but they're going to be causing themselves some very, very serious harm.
Okay. Thank you very much,
sir.
Mel. We appreciate
your
call. Now, let's address that for a second here, Kyle, before we move on. Here's what we have to do, okay? And barring the political shenanigans that may go on with the voter harvesting and all that other stuff around the country that we know the Democrats are going to try to do this year, however, they are prepared for that. They are watching to see, and they've got people out. They don't even know where the people are. They've got out to watch to see if this stuff doesn't happen in the different states. But anyway, provided they can defeat the Democrats and cause them to lose control of the House, number one, and certainly not take control of the Senate under any circumstances whatsoever, then we're safe for another, 2 to 4 years or whatever?
Well, right, yeah, holding the House, of course, and then the Senate is on a different schedule usually in terms of, with the 6-year terms and so forth. But, yeah, that would be obviously the best thing. In fact, that would turn off all impeachment immediately. But it also would send quite a message, Captain, to the Democrats themselves, which may be becoming much more of a boutique-type party, because they have strayed away even from the common thing that seemed to be what they usually would say they're for, that is the working person. Well, because they've just been trying to stop Trump, and Trump has been getting the economy going and jobs going, well, they look like they're on the wrong side of the of the fight here. They're trying to stop Trump, but Trump keeps helping people, and it transcends racial barriers, it transcends socioeconomic barriers. It's all a good thing for so many people across the country, and the Democrats continue to try to, and I appreciate what Mel was talking about, the idea that the Revolutionary War again, but right, they're kind of like Civil War Democrats. They just want to divide us. It's terrible.
Now, we need to address this Jersey City attack, this horrible attack. 6 people killed, police officer killed. I believe they had a description of one of the suspects they were looking for yesterday, because they've been identified as Hebrew Israelites. Now, it appears that this kosher deli, was a target of theirs. Now, you take it from there.
Yes, what we understand, Captain, is that one of the people that they believe was involved with this was known to be a one-time follower, we understand at this point, of what's called the Black Hebrew Israelite Movement. Now, that is a movement of people who believe that they are the true descendants, quote-unquote, of biblical Jews, or Jews during in what's collectively thought of as Bible times, this kind of thing, in Israel, King David and the Jews all leading up all the way up to the time of Christ, and then the dispersion back around 70 A.D. and so forth. So this is quite an interesting sort of point of view that they have, but they believe that modern Judaism is all wrong, and the people who are doing it are wrong, and they're the only ones. And so this may be one of the motivating factors in terms of hatred, even though I don't believe that they've been designated a quote-unquote terrorist organization per se, but this certainly does seem to fit the bill of a terrorist act.
And they did find some weapons that were made law enforcement think that this was more terror related. They found, for example, some long guns, military issue long guns with the large capacity magazines, along with some ammunition, and I believe along with that they also found some bulletproof vests, and there was something else they found that was indicative of the fact that this could have been a terrorist attack. And I just want to say that all signs are pointing in that direction, I do believe.
Well, sure, yeah, I think what might have been a pipe bomb or some other...
Oh, yeah, explosives, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the ingredients to make a pipe bomb are 2 or 3.
Yeah, and so this is certainly, again, it fits the bill, and it's terrible, because terrorism is terrorism is terrorism, and it's not to be tolerated. But again, it shows that it, what started as what might have been just simply asking questions of people in a cemetery pursuing a different investigation led to this whole thing happening. And
yeah, they stumbled onto this.
Exactly. And so we don't know if this was where they wanted to go in the first place. They might have gone there at a different time, maybe the next day, or who knows. But they seem to have made a beeline to this Jewish grocery store.
Now, we've got Maria in the chat room, the Captain's America chat room, and she's showing us some really wonderful pictures. She's out on her stroll, as she calls it, over there in Germany. She's showing her pictures of her stroll with her favorite friend, Luke the dog.
Yeah, I see the picture, and it's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's going on with Time Magazine? Have they really lost their minds to name Greta Thunberg the Person of the Year? Have they lost their minds?
I was wondering about that, to be honest. It seems like, again, it's someone who, at least to the left media, can sort of personify their whole sort of being angry at whatever situation they want to be angry about. And so it's really kind of interesting. There's probably, I don't know, a bunch of other people they probably could have picked as a Person of the Year for.
Personally, I would have nominated you.
Oh, thank you. Well, and vice versa.
you and your daughter, because of what you do for the people, don't realize that you go to the baseball game. You don't just go to the game with your daughter to go to the game. You go there and hold the flag out there and wave it.
We do. That's
big,
right.
The big flag on the field.
That's right. The giant flag on the field. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. It is so amazing, Captain, that just briefly, when you start waving the flag at that point in the national anthem, and you hear the people really start to cheer.
Roaring, yeah.
Yeah, they love it. And especially when we have the military there as well, boy, is that really a treat. And you get to shake their hands and thank them for their service, and they stand there and hold the flag too. It's amazing.
Now we got some good news, because the ICE arrested the illegals back in 2019. It's been lower than what it has been before, because now it appears that their emphasis is shifting over to the border wall. And oh, by the way, in Texas they've started building the private border wall again. The court case was put on hold, and they are definitely back building that wall, that private section in there around El Paso.
That's right. That's exactly right. And again, this is about, you know, it's like the prevention is actually sometimes easier, obviously, than the cure.
You got to make it difficult, because there's places, you've seen it, I've seen it, I've been along that border. I've actually seen them run across the shallow Rio Grande that's there and run right through or right up and over the top of the wall, and boom, they go across the interstate, and the next thing you know, they're in El Paso running towards the military base.
Well, that's right. And here in California, near down San Onofre, up right above Camp Pendleton and so forth, you have the signs that show of a family running across the road.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Kyle. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Oops, he got caught up by the computer. Sorry about that. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And I'm coming right back with our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yep, the Lake Effect Snow Machine is in effect.
Insight. Passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer. News. Insight. Passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer. News. Insight. Passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, inside. Hey, 9:30. Yes.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100, 800-290-7100.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Okay, ladies, time for the official Neighborhood Couponers Club meeting to come to order. How did we do this week?
2-for-1 bridge mix.
I got a dollar off a pound of bacon.
And you, Gert, how did you do?
Who, me? I just saved $75 with Total Air Solutions 3-for-2 maintenance inspection coupon.
What?
Yep. Went to TotalAirFL.com, clicked on their special page loaded with coupons, and got 3 maintenance inspections for the price of 2. I've been using Total Air for years. They do great work at a fair price. Now that I've discovered all their coupons at TotalAirFL.com, I get even more bang for my buck. And dare I say, a shot at the 2019 Coupon Queen Crown?
Hail Queen Gert, who also receives priority services and an additional 10% off repairs. New customers only. Total Air Solutions has been your friend in the business since 2003. You too can save when you click specials at TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is fraying.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divide.
But they can't do it without us.
Support your local Y today. Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Led by members of the Y.
The Y for a better us.
My show isn't just about left and right, Democrats versus Republicans. The Mike Gallagher Show is about life, family, friends, how you're going to pay for your kids' college, what information you need to get that promotion. It's also about standing up to power, whether that's the senator who's handing out favors to big donors or the race hustlers who divide us.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yeah.
morning on a bayou. That's CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, just stepping it up a little bit, bringing you into this this portion, if you will, of the Captain's America a Third Watch, where we talk about our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And by the way, let's not forget tonight that when everybody's out there and people are going, gee, I wonder if we're going to get my delivery, how about thinking about where these guys and gals had to come from and what it is that they're delivering? Because I'll tell you right now, if you're up there and you're in, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and you're coming across I-90 or even I-94, you've got snow, okay? Now, let's go further across. Let's go over into Montana if you're up on I-90 or I-94, especially where they come together there by the Indian Reservation, the Crow Indian Reservation, and then run I-90 into Seattle. You're going to have snow all the way in there, including 4th of July chaining tonight. You're going to have that problem. You're going to have Snoqualmie with the winter storm warning there and snow being measured in feet instead of inches. You know, you got to give these guys and girls a break when it comes to what's going on. And then there's the lake effect machine. Wow. Well, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, snow. The lee shore of Lake Ontario, Watertown down to Oswego County, down to Fulton, snow, I-81. Yep. So you got to understand that when you got stuff coming to you, and maybe it doesn't get there in a timely manner, and it's a day or two or three late or something like that, that could be the reason why. Because as I've told you, most of the parcels that are sent air freight, especially the boxes, the big boxes, the heavy parcels, they go by they go by truck. They never see a plane. Now, a quick-moving clipper system is expected to produce a streak of heavy snow from the Dakotas through the upper Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes today into the night and tomorrow. Meanwhile, a series of storm systems will keep the West wet and unsettled through the weekend, bringing rounds of locally heavy rainfall and widespread heavy snowfall across the terrain from the Cascades to the Sierras to the northern and central Rockies. Now, what that means is, east of Seattle, you've got snow, Snoqualmie up over the top. When you get out there into the Fruit Valley, if you stay up close to the border and you run Yakima or you run up in that area, you're going to be in snow. The higher elevations, Coeur d'Alene tonight, you've definitely got a winter storm warning there. 4th of July, they're chaining up. You've got a winter storm warning there. You've got snow about halfway across Montana tonight. You've got snow all the way down to Boise, Idaho. You've got snow in the and a winter storm warning, Salt Lake City to the north, to the east, going up I-80, going up I-15, going up to the Idaho border and the Montana border, and going into Wyoming, the western part of Wyoming right now, I-80, and north-south all the way up to Montana. You've got a winter storm warning for possibly as much as a foot of snow or more, or maybe more. And over on 80, from Laramie to Cheyenne, you're going to be in snow over there. Denver, you got snow in Denver tonight in the area to the west and to the north and to the southwest of Denver, over into, if you're going over across I-70, over all the way to just about Richfield, Utah, it looks like, in the higher elevations. And then, of course, as I said, up in the south central portion, south of Minneapolis, of Minnesota, you've got snow. You've also got snow across the majority of Wisconsin tonight. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan has got snow and a winter storm warning. I can tell you that more than likely right now, the northern part of Michigan and the northeastern corner of Wisconsin, Green Bay, it looks like north has got a winter storm warning going on right now, so that could be interesting there. And then coming down in the south, the weather's going to be nicer. We certainly have had our share of some cool temperatures in the last several days, but not right now. Things are back to the picture card, postcard days, if you will. And everybody down here, the northerners are running around in shorts and a T-shirt and riding bicycles and enjoying it. The Floridians down here are just now starting to get rid of their sweaters and their coats and starting to look like as if it's weather again, you know, normal weather, because our lows have dropped down to the middle 60s thereabouts and our highs have in the upper 70s and low 80s. So these are kind of like what we call picture postcard days down here in Florida. Now, keep in mind that your pilot in Flying J always brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And the thing about the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is that the pilots in the Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore, where you would pull into the pumps real fast, you'd slap your card there in the card reader, you'd put in whatever amount of fuel you wanted, you'd run inside real quick, maybe you'd cash a comm check or whatnot, you'd run inside real quick, and you'd get yourself a soft drink or a cup of coffee and a hot dog and a bag of chips, because that's all you ever had, and away you go, on down the road. Not anymore. Not anymore. Your pilot travel centers now, and that's what they're calling them, are very apt to have a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's. They could have a Dunkin' Donuts, full-service Dunkin' Donuts in them. And, I mean, these are pretty serious places right now. Now, of course, the Flying J, I have always had the sit-down restaurants, and there's no changing of that right now. Denny's, you can find a Denny's in there, Huddle House with their menu. Elmo's. Southwest Grill could also be in there. And around the bigger cities, what you got is you got the bigger areas there. And by the way, Flip, I tried to put you in the chat room there, and my man, for some reason, you got out of it. So whatever you did to get out of it, I can't put you in until you ask me you want to come back in it again. I tried to get you in there earlier so you could see all the comments that are going on. Now, Al, appreciate your comments. And Eric, our trucker Eric, is where is he? He said he just parked for the night. Where was he? Parked for the night in Grand Island, Nebraska. Hokey dokey. That's up there where Al is, I think. So there you go. And Trucker Ed's out there tonight making his rounds, and our suicide jockey Tom is out there with that brand new shiny truck that he's got there, the big shiny gas rig, the truck and the trailer. Real happy to be driving to that, and I'm sure he is. Catwoman and Road Dog, we haven't heard from them yet, but we have heard from Trucker Mark, who is still in Texas waiting to make the turn and go out with another load of Mars candy, I do believe is what he told me he's hauling, Mars candy. So there you go. And again, if you want to be talked about here on the radio, just go over there to our chat room and the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and send us a message, and boom, you're there. And we will definitely mention your name out there or your trucking company or whatever. But keep in mind, as we go to break, when I come back, we're opening up the phone lines again, and Miss Rosemary's on a little vacation here for the rest of the week, so phone lines will be open, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Insight. Passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aquapowders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aquapowders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aquapowders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aquapowders is one of the best ways to get